Harper Audio presents Eternal by Gillian Shields, performed by Emily Durante. For Sarah Massini. It is the eternal struggle between these two principles, right and wrong. Abraham Lincoln. And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth shall awake. Daniel 12:2. Prologue. I am not like Evie. I don't belong in some great romance. I'm just the best friend in the background. Always there, always reliable, down to earth. Good old Sarah. That's how it's always been. Until now. Now I have to make the hardest decision of my life. To go on or to go back. I'm standing on the hillside above Wildcliff. The sun is setting over the wide, wild land. I love this place. I love the wind on my face and the high call of the birds and the deep life and history of these ancient hills. The rocks that lie like bones underneath the heather and gorse speak to me of power and strength and eternity. When all this began, I thought I could be like those rocks, a backbone of strength for everyone else. Good old Sarah, she can cope with anything. I have discovered, though, that I am weak. It turns out that I don't just want to tend and nurture the needs of others. I have feelings, too, and failings. I love, I hate, I feel anger, and what I feel frightens me. It might stop me from doing what I have to do. The sun is almost gone now. Night begins to spread over the moors. Out there, in the land that I love, Evie is lost. She's been taken by the enemy and is a prisoner in the still and secret earth. Only I can save her. It is my turn to act. Where is my courage now? Where is my strength? What shall I do? There are no answers. The day is over. I have to choose. I begin to walk down the hill, under the dark sky, and into the valley that is called Death. 1. I hadn't been expecting this. In all the chaos and uncertainty of the last few months, I had learned to accept many strange things, and I guess I had thought that nothing would ever surprise me again. But this was something else. Velvet Romaine. I'd heard of her, of course. Everyone's heard of Velvet Romaine. The lurid details of her first 16 years have been splashed across every tabloid newspaper. It's just that I didn't expect her to turn up at Wildcliff Abbey School for Young Ladies. Wildcliff isn't the kind of school that attracts the daughters of rock stars. The daughters of duchesses, maybe, but not a flashy wild child rebel like Velvet. But there she was, when I arrived at the school on the first day of the summer term, and she was making a sensation. Her huge limo had pulled up outside the school's imposing Gothic building, and as she stepped out, she was surrounded by a crowd of excited students and a gaggle of paparazzi. The photographer snapped away eagerly, and Velvet stood there, lapping up the attention, dressed as though she was ready for a hot date in some sleazy nightclub. But I don't want to sound judgmental. Hey, this is me, Sarah Fitzalan, the Earth Mother type. Got a kind word for everyone. Always looking for the positive. Always ready to defend the underdog. That's what they say, anyway. I had been so desperate to get back to school. Not that I'm some academic genius or anything. It wasn't my studies that were pulling me back to the remote valley where Wildcliff lies hidden. It wasn't the spell of the wild moors either, where the gorse and cowslips would be in bloom. The awakening earth called to me. But I turned my face from the hills and thought of nothing but seeing Evie and Helen again. You know how people say about their friends, "Oh, we're so close, we could be sisters." Well, Evie and Helen and I really are sisters, not related by blood, but by deeper ties. Mystic, elemental forces bind us together, in this life and the next. Sounds stupid, but I've always believed there are things in life that we don't understand, that maybe we can't see, but they exist all the same. The feel of a place, an atmosphere, premonitions and prophecies— I think all that means something. I believe that the soul is eternal, and that the spirit...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?